Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking some time here as we virtually gather around the Word of God. I'd like to share with you some reflections that I've had recently on the subject of fear and anxiety. Obviously, we're living in, for many of us anyways, a time that is unprecedented, something that we've never seen before, and a lot of thoughts of fear might enter into our minds. Thankfully, we really have nothing to fear. I'm thankful that we have a God that is over all things, that controls all things, and nothing happens randomly or by chance. He is over everything. He is in control, perfect control. And that ought to give us incredible comfort in a time of a lot of uncertainty in the world. I'd like to look into the Psalms briefly. I'd like to look at a very short psalm, one that has been used and prized by many saints of God over the years as a psalm that has brought incredible comfort to the heart and soul. And that would be obviously Psalm 23. It's a beautiful psalm, a psalm of David. And the nice part about the Psalms, and I suppose why we turn to the Psalms so often, is that the Psalms bring out the cries or the feelings of the innermost part of the soul and the heart. And so it is, I think, appropriate to look into the Psalms and find comfort there. We can find comfort throughout all the Scriptures, of course, but especially we look to the Psalms, and there is often something there for us. So I'd like to take a couple minutes, as I said, not take very long here, and just go through Psalm 23. It's a Psalm of David, and make some practical comments on it, and trust that it will be for the help of all of us. Psalm 23, verse 1 says this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, the Lord Jesus not only is a personal Savior, but He's a personal Shepherd. I love how David makes this statement out of the gate, and he makes it very personal. And Christianity is a very personal thing. From our salvation to our individual walk with the Lord, it is a very personal relationship that we have with our God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, there is the practical side of collective gathering and all of that, but there is the individual side, and that's certainly something that I'd like to look at in this psalm. And that's what David says: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So the Lord Jesus is our shepherd. That's a statement of fact. There's no uncertainty behind that statement. It's emphatic. He is our shepherd. The nice part about the thought, I believe, behind a shepherd is one that not only feeds his people, but that he cares for all their wants. You know, in the Lord, we have everything, really. We lack nothing. In fact, as He's left us here, and while we wait His return to take us home to heaven to be with Himself, we lack nothing. He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And He is caring for us as individuals, intimately concerned about our wants, our needs, our cares, these things that trouble us. And so He is our shepherd, and He wants to care for us, and He will. This gives us a lot of comfort, I believe, and assurance of heart. And it says in verse 2 that He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, much could be said on these beautiful pictures in Scripture. But I'll say this regarding this verse, that the Lord Jesus gives us a serenity that this world cannot offer. He makes us often to lie down in those green pastures. Sometimes we need to be made to lie down. And he leads us beside the still waters, those calm, peaceful waters. And in these pastures that are green, that are vital, there's a thought of vitality and life there. And beside the still waters, I believe it suggests to us that there is sustenance and refreshment in his presence. That's something that we can always enjoy. And as we look at all the turmoil around us and those things that seem awfully troubling, we can come back to the Lord, our shepherd, and find a peace that this world cannot give. The Lord Jesus said that in John, that my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, but his peace he gives to us. That is a peace that we can have in this life while we walk through this life, the same peace that he enjoyed as a man walking through this scene. He gives that to us as a free gift and something that we can have. It says in verse 3 that he restoreth my soul. The Lord Jesus is, again, individually interested in us as individuals, as sheep of his flock. And he is concerned as to how we get on in this life. And he's there to restore us when we get off the path of faith. And that is something that is really incredible. You know, if left to ourselves, we would, if we got off the path, would never be able to restore ourselves. But he is there in his sovereign grace and mercy to restore us. And he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He has a desire to lead us and to show us the way. All we need to do is just follow him. And I know these things might seem easier said than done at times, but I think if we are in that place of subjectivity to him and his will, these things do become easy. We ultimately give our lives over into his hands and ask him to lead us and guide us. So he's there to care for our souls, how we get on, to lead us through a path of uncertainty. And we can avail ourselves of his sovereign grace and mercy at any time. And he says in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord Jesus is there with us all the way through. He doesn't leave us to ourselves, but he is there to lead and guide us through this valley of the shadow of death. You know, we at times may encounter some low spots in life, the valleys of life, but we don't go through it alone. He is with us every step of the way. He has promised his presence with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Is a promise and something that should give us a lot of comfort. And there's confidence here. David says that I will fear no evil. Again, these are just some reflections on fear, and many of our brethren have already spoken on some reflections on fear. And the psalmist says here, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. His personal presence. That's something that can be easily forgotten. and something that we should always keep in mind, that he is right beside you and right beside me through thick and thin, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord Jesus is there to support and help us in these times. And he says that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You know, there's times in life where things are uncertain, seem a little tumultuous. There is some resistance in this world and from the world to those who want to live in the path of faith and service for the Lord Jesus. These are real things. But in the midst of it all, not only do we have his presence, but he has prepared us a table, a place of fellowship with him through it all. And David says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. We can rejoice, dear ones, in the blessings that he has provided, the fullness and the richness of all that Christ has secured for us. We can enjoy those things in the midst of everything that's going on around us. And those things should be our proper occupation of heart and mind. I'm reminded of the scripture that tells us to set our mind on things above and not on things on the earth. You know, if we let our mind gravitate towards the things of this life, it has a tendency to pull us down. Now, I'm not speaking about not being concerned about natural duties and things that we need to do to sustain our families and maintain a good testimony before the world and all of that. I'm not speaking about that. And those things have their proper place, and we do need to be concerned about those things. But I suppose if these things become our primary object of thought and desire, then we'll find ourselves soon off the path of faith, and we will find ourselves in the path of discouragement. But the Lord wants us to be occupied with what he has done and what he is for us. And you know, when we focus in on those things, it's going to lift our heart and our minds above this scene. And it is so encouraging. And then finally in verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is a promise again, that his goodness and his mercy is with us all the days of my life. Not just sometimes, not just here and there, but all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think that's such a sweet thing to end this psalm on, is the thought that our hope is not here. Our hope is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be with him in the Father's house. You know, these things that we see around us come and go, and the world that we live in today, everything around us is fleeting and it's fading. But you know, our place is not here, but it's properly in heaven. And we're just passing through this life. And in a little, short little time, the Lord Jesus will come, take us home to be with himself. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's home, dear ones. It's coming very soon. And so I suppose that we could sum up this psalm in this way. In the first three verses, the Lord gives us assurance. In the last three verses, he gives us comfort. And you know, as we pass through these things, these times of uncertainty and fear, we ought not to be afraid, because our shepherd is with us all the way through. He has given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. He has outfitted us with every advantage to carry on for his glory. And he is there to comfort and strengthen us in times of need. Do we have any want? Well, like David says, I shall not want. He is there as our complete resource and the one to lead and guide us through this life. Just to sum up, or to finalize, I guess, what I'm saying, it reminds me of what we have in, I believe, Matthew 14, where the Lord said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Thanks.